In Search of Miracles is the nickname University of Florida researcher Fred Gemitter uses for one of his HLB research projects. At least that's what he told growers attending a Polk County OJ break last week in Bartow. The official name of Gemitter's topic is Characterization of HLB Survivors in Severely Infected and/or Abandoned Groves. What Gemitter and others are doing is seeing if they can learn why some trees stay healthy and productive even though they are surrounded by many trees suffering severe decline and productivity loss as a result of HLB infection. Such surviving trees are often referred to as escape trees. Researchers think learning why they survive might lead to a better understanding of HLB that could help growers better survive the disease that threatens the citrus industry's existence. Gemitter told how research will be conducted on the escape trees and what kind of trees researchers are looking for. Growers who think they have such HLB escape trees are encouraged to contact their citrus extension agents. Another speaker was Jude Grosser, also of the University of Florida, who discussed efforts to develop rootstock or scions that are tolerant of or resistant to HLB, also known as greening disease. Grosser noted that some promising rootstocks have already been developed. The third speaker at the Polk OJ break was University of Florida Professor Emeritus Gene Albrigo, who discussed last year's record fruit drop and efforts to find ways to curtail such drop in the future. Albrigo estimated that the higher-than-normal fruit drop last season cost Florida growers 18 million boxes of citrus worth $147 million. Ernie Neff, Southeast AgNet.